Air Force Band of the West is performing some wonderful concerts for Independence Day coming up around the area. You guys are traveling to New Braunfels, to Kerrville, Sheerts, and right here in San Antonio. In the studios is Airman Jennifer Daphne and Ainsley Davis. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you guys here. I know this is a pretty cool concert. I'll talk with Captain Herber a little bit about this whole sort of traveling through time. You guys are going to do some really cool tributes. But you guys are each playing solo with a band. And I was going to ask, how is that playing in front of your colleagues? Is it fun?
It's fun. It's definitely nerve-wracking at times, but it's really rewarding, and I'm absolutely looking forward to performing with such a great group.
And this is a really cool transcription for band. It's normally an orchestra piece that
yes,
the
sir.
Concertino is,
that is
right?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Cool. Have you played it before?
I have played it with piano. That's how it's most often performed, and I've done it in competition before for a wind symphony.
Your piece is one that I think people might recognize if they have been around an old sort of gazebo in the town band.
Yes.
That's sort of what Arthur Pryor was famous for, right?
Yes, it is. You know, he was, I'd say now he's kind of known as the most famous non-jazz trombone soloist. He was in John Philip Sousa's band, and he soloed with them several times. And the piece that I'm playing is called Thoughts of Love. It's a nice waltz. It demonstrates lyrical melodies and the range of the instrument. And I guess most people wouldn't think that the trombone is a virtuosic instrument, but this piece and all of Arthur Pryor's pieces kind of prove that it can be. So. There's some technique involved, too.
We're talking about the Air Force Band of the West and concerts coming up, starting on July 28th and going through July 6th here in San Antonio and around the area in the Hill Country. How nice is it? I know you guys probably get folks coming up that say, oh, I played the trombone. Or you might have folks that come up and say, gosh, I was in the Air Force. I was, you know, in Korea or I was in Vietnam. Tell me a little bit about the interactions you get working with the band.
Well, like you said, we get kind of all of those reactions. One of the most memorable ones for me was after a jazz band concert that I played with Dimensions in Blue, and a woman came up in tears and just talking about how much we honored her father, and she just couldn't thank us enough, and that just means so much to me because that's what I want to do, spread the message through music.
Have you had folks come up and say, oh, gosh, I played clarinet in high school, or gosh, you know, we didn't have band, you know?
Absolutely. In fact, at our most recent wind quintet gig that we had, a woman from the audience came up and actually asked me about my instrument. I have a couple of extra keys on it, and I thought that was really cool. She was really, you know, interested in the equipment because we have two clarinetists in that group right now. But for me, I think the most special time is when we do our patriotic medley and we see every member from every service standing up. And that's something that they never forget is how to stand for their song. And that is just really awesome.
Tell me a little bit about your day, what sort of things you got. I know, obviously, you probably have practice and rehearsal and whatnot, but you guys are actually, as in the Air Force, you probably have PT and different duties. I know there's probably, I deal with the marketing folks, I think, a lot, but you guys probably have other duties that go on, right?
We have administrative duties as well. So my colleague is actually in marketing, and I am working in the acronym is CSE. It's kind of more administrative, computer type,
record
in processing,
keeping.
Records keeping, that kind of thing. That's what I do.
I know it's probably been hard. The sort of austerity plan that's going on has probably limited the range that you guys have been. I know you guys will normally be out, you know, in Louisiana or Florida or, you know, Arizona or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's got to be nice to be doing some of these concerts, not just in San Antonio, but around the area.
It absolutely is great to just get out and touch as many people as we can. Currently, you know, we're limited to the local region, but they're looking at actually before the fiscal year is being over and opening that up again. And they're realigning the Air Force bands as a whole, so we'll be covering a larger area, and we're really excited about that, getting groups out. Reaching the people.
What other sort of things? You mentioned Dimensions in Blue, which is the jazz band, and you mentioned the Woodwind Quintet. There are actually several groups that are in there. I know there's a sort of a pop band, Warhawk, and whatnot. And I know there's been a smaller band. I think a couple of years ago, I talked with a group that was actually going to entertain in Afghanistan that was going to go out. Tell me a little bit about some of the other groups that you guys perform in.
Well, the two main ones that I perform in are concert band, which is the ensemble that will be doing the concerts in July. And Dimensions in Blue, the jazz band, is kind of a big band setting, which you'll also hear at the 4th of July concerts. And we have a couple of rock bands, Warhawk and Top Flight. Top Flight is actually the one that just got back from a deployment. They got back in November, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have woodwind quintet, brass quintet, saxophone quartet, a whole bunch of different ensembles.
How did you guys end up deciding to go the Air Force route? It's an active choice, I imagine, to do the...
It is an active choice. The field is also incredibly difficult to get into in any, performing gig that you're trying to win. And there are so many qualified people out there. So for me, it really was a family choice. I come from a long line of military family, and I just set my mind on it. And it actually took a couple of auditions before winning the gig. It's just so competitive, but it was absolutely worth the amount of time it took to win it.
I like to say that I didn't necessarily pick the Air Force, that the Air Force picked me. I just got lucky. Honestly, I took the audition that they advertised for, and they offered me a job, and who can say no, you know? So,
yeah.
Off she went into the wild
blue. There you go.
Oh, man. Well, Airman Daphne and Airman Davis, it's great to have you here. I guess I'd end and ask, I know I'm a violinist myself, and sometimes emotional around, I played a 9/11 concert 2 years ago on the 10th anniversary, and it was very emotional for me. Is it change sometimes when you guys are doing like a 4th of July or a tribute sort of concert?
I think it is special anytime you know that you're going to have active duty military in the audience, because you know that those are your brothers and sisters in arms. But then, you know, you get a little choked up when you think about all that have come before and all that are going to continue to come, which is awesome. You know, our time in the service is limited. But for me, it's just been a very special year. I've only been in about a year. So every performance has felt like that. Very lucky.
This is pretty cool, too. I think that it's free. Anyone can come, and it's probably pretty nice to see families and everyone come together. It's something that a very classical sort of Weber to some fun James Bond. I even saw Star Trek.
Yes, sir.
Which I think, you know, people are sort of in their minds. It's got to be fun to have this whole sort of varied musical program for it.
Absolutely. Family friendly.
Definitely. I do feel like I should mention that the SeaWorld concerts on the 5th and 6th, you will have to pay to get into SeaWorld. So the park fees apply, but our concert within the park is free of charge.
Right, and that's at 7 on those.
Yes.
And the different dates, there's an afternoon concert, I think, in Kerrville, but the other concerts, both in New Braunfels and in Schertz, are in the evening.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, it's great to see you guys and look forward to you guys with a tribute concert for the 4th of July.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.